Thank you, Jesus. It's good to be in the house of God where we can come together and lift up his name and worship. Amen. Amen. Thank the pastor tonight for letting me deliver the mail on his route today. For letting me speak to you tonight. Gonna speak to you tonight about God's Word. For the scripture, my opening scriptures, I have just three of them, but I think you've heard them before. The first one is Luke chapter 24, verses 6 through 8. And as they were afraid, this was after the resurrection, he rose from the dead. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And my next scripture is John chapter 2, verse 22, where it says, when therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. The last scripture is where Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. My subject for tonight is remembering God's word. Remembering God's word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for the privilege of studying your word and asking you to touch our hearts tonight. Help us, O Lord Jesus, to remember your word. Help us to be laid up and hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, that we remember your word and remember you and all that we say and do. In Jesus' name, thank you. You may be seated. Remembering God's word. That's a theme throughout the Bible. My first recollection was in Deuteronomy, where Moses was preaching to the children of Israel. And basically the theme was remember. Remember how he brought us from the land of Israel. I mean, from the land of Egypt. How he delivered us with a mighty and strong outstretched hand. How he granted them victory. How he fed them manna from heaven. And gave them meat when they wanted, and water. How he went before them as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Remember, 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 and remember the words of the law. They say Leviticus was the reading of the law, but in Deuteronomy, that's where Moses preached. And a much part of preaching is strong remembrance. Much time a part of teaching and learning is to remember. And remember some facts, some technical information in your own lives is very important. While I'm on this subject, while I'm in this area, preaching being the divine declaration of God's word. Teaching is the divine explanation of God's word. Amen? Amen. Remember God's word. Because when we remember his word, we remember him. Turn to somebody and say, when I remember his word, I will remember him. When I remember him. It's very important. Have you ever heard someone talk about someone else and they said so and so and so and so about you? And you're like, no, that doesn't sound like what my friend would say. Or you might just say, that sounds like something he would say. That sounds like something she would say. God wants us to be that familiar with his word. Amen? One of the things we try to do as saints is to memorize scripture. Some of you, we try to say, what's your favorite verse? Or do you have a favorite scripture that you like? And that falls under two categories I've found. One is the one we took painstakingly. Remember, we have in a district, we have Bible quizzing, where our young people memorize scriptures and memorize verses and are quizzed on how well they remember them. Another one is, as I stated in John chapter 14, 26, the Holy Ghost will bring to remembrance all that he has said to us. Now, I think that's where your favorite scripture comes from, the one that Jesus himself reminded you of. You might not know the chapter and verse where it came from, but you just know it because you know, because you know, because you know, because you know him. That sounds like something he would say. Amen? But memorizing scripture helps. And right now I'm about to point out some basic principles of memorizing scripture, and I hope that they would help you in your purpose of memorizing it and laying up his word in your heart, all right? One, memorizing scripture makes meditation possible at times when I can't read the Bible. And meditation is the pathway to understanding. Going over that verse or scripture over and over again. Psalms 119, 97, it says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Which brings me to another point. You know, when the Bible, when first written, it didn't have chapter and verse numbers. It was just written that way. It was just written. So memorizing scriptures took on a very, very important meaning, understanding the word of God or remembering the word of God to remember him. It wasn't broken up like it was. Number two. Memorizing scripture strengthens my faith because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen? And what happens, we're hearing by the word of God. And that happens when I am hearing the word in my head. The loudest voice in your head sometimes is yours. So remember the word of God, something you memorize. Hebrews 13:51. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and the content with such things as ye have. Be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." How'd you like to have that one ringing in your ears? I will never leave you or forsake you. Memorizing scripture shapes the way I view the world by conforming my mind to God's viewpoint. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Memorizing scripture will help you change your mind, would help you renew your mind and not be conformed to this world. Amen? Memorizing scripture makes God's word more readily accessible for overcoming temptation to sin, because God's warnings and promises are the way we conquer the deceitfulness of sin. You don't want to believe a lie. So it's good to have the truth memorized. Amen? 2 Peter 1:4 says, "Whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Amen. His promises. Holding on to his promises. By memorizing them, we can escape the corruption of this world. Amen? Memorizing scripture guards my mind by making it easier to detect error. and the world is filled with error, since the God of this world is a liar. Psalms 119:11 says, Thy word I have hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You know, when you know the truth, it's hard to trick someone. It's hard to accept a lie, amen? You know what the truth is. It's like those multiple choice question tests you take. They used to tell us, read the question, put your hand over all four answers. If you can answer the question without even looking at the answers, then take your hand off the four answers, and the right one will jump off the page to you. If you know what the truth is, this is only because you studied and memorized something. Please understand that. You studied and memorized it. Therefore, you know what the right answer is when you take your hand off. Memorizing the truth, memorizing God's promises, memorizing Scripture will help you be more discerning. Amen? Memorizing Scripture provides the strongest and sweetest word for ministering to others in need. This is another one that kind of works both ways. Yeah, you could have it memorized, but this is one where the Holy Ghost brings it to your remembrance. Amen? When someone is in need and he just gives it to you right then and there. One of those scriptures that this is brother. This is brother. You probably know him. His brother Lewis Brown. And brother Lewis Brown. He's Pastor Lewis Brown. He'll be talking to you, and God will just give him a verse, and he'll say, "Wow, that's the Holy Ghost." and he will just go right ahead ministering to you, because God is just giving him things right there in the conversation he's with you, while he's there with you. So remember, memorize the scriptures and allowing God to speak through you through the Holy Ghost. Amen? Allowing God to bring those same scriptures to you in the Holy Ghost. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Remember, you're ministering to someone. You're testifying. You're talking to someone who just may be hurting, who just may need a word, who just may need some encouragement. That scripture you memorize is going to be right there. It's going to be right there for you. Please memorize scripture if you can. Memorizing scripture provides the basis for fellowship with Jesus, because he talks to me through his word, and I talk to him through prayer. Amen? Remember, we talked about how that sounds like something he would say. And it's going to come up in my next point I'm going to make. But we need to hear from God. We hear from God through his word and through his preacher. I thank God for my pastor, because God downloads things to him that come to me. Amen. And we're gonna see that in a few minutes here. But what if you don't have a really good memory? What if memorizing scripture is hard, especially with the King James Version, with the these, thines, thous, yees, and whatever. Sometimes that's hard to remember because you don't normally talk like that. Or just memorizing things in general is hard for some. Memorizing a text or words are hard for some people. I found that, well, when it's something important to you, to your job, you'll remember it. I went to trade school to be an electrician. And one of my trades instructors told me, if you know the vocabulary of the trade, then you know the trade. And I said, hold on, that can't be right. That all that means is you can talk a good game. that's what I thought. I was a young man. I didn't know any better. I'm sorry. So all that means you can talk a good game. Then it dawned on me. Who else would care? Who else would care to know the vocabulary of a trade but a tradesman? A true tradesman wants to know every word, every concept in his field of endeavor. Amen? So he's going to memorize some things. He's going to commit some things to his memory. So, but if it is hard for you to memorize things, to memorize scripture, to open up your Bible, and sometimes it is, can you remember the preaching? Can you remember the teaching that God has laid down for you? I mean, many times we have come through those doors and God has had a message just for us, just for you, just for me, with my name on it. And that's something you remember. So at this point, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go through some of the messages that we heard this year in 2024. Just briefly. I won't re-preach messages. But it's some of them that you will remember. And if you don't, they are on our website where you can download the audio and listen to them. But these were just, I picked 12 of them. Well, and a couple more, because this was a very exciting year where God, again, downloaded some things to us that, well, I wanted to remember. Amen? January 3rd was a Wednesday night, and that's where we learned one of the lessons in the series, the way of holiness. We started the year off studying holiness. Amen? Sister Jeanette really teaches in a lesson on the conflict that wars in our members of the spirit and the flesh are at odds, and we are to constantly choose to serve Jesus daily. I don't know if any of you remember that particular lesson, but where is it? Where is it? Hold on. Where is it? Where'd you go? I got it right here. And she made a very, very dynamic point, and she said, the law of gravity is constant, and it will, as sure as the law of gravity is, the law of sin and death is a constant. The flesh is going to always be battling against you, and we will always have to combat it with the spirit. Amen? Right. As sure as the law of gravity is there, it's going to be there in our lives. Right. We're going to have to walk and be led by the spirit. Amen. Just wanted to let you know, Sister Greeley, we heard you. We got it. You were loud and clear on that one. Holiness is very important, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen? She came from Romans chapter 7, verses 21 to 25. I find then a law that when I do good, it is evil present within me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am. This is Paul speaking. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord that so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh I serve the law of sin. After that, Brother Darren, he spoke on sandcastles. And He came from Mark chapter 8, verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and loses his soul? He read a poem in that particular message by a man named Mr. Studd. And one of the lines from the poem, it was a recurring line throughout the poem, a recurring theme. And he says, only one life will soon be passed, and only what is done for Christ will last. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what is done for Christ will last. Brother Darren preached on the importance to build your life on God and to remain yielded to his calling and refrain from allowing the world to become a distraction therefore turning the rock into a sandcastle. Then in March, Pastor preached on proper priorities. He came from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 52. Now it came to pass when he entered a certain village, a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she and her sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she should help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary had certain priorities, amen? Yes, there were things that needed to be done, but she was sitting at the feet of the Creator of the universe. She was sitting at the feet of the Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation. That's amazing. That's where her priorities was. She wanted to sit at the feet of the Master. That was her priority. Pastor preached on the importance of prioritizing worship of God over the business of our daily lives. The imbalance between physical and the spiritual will leave us with only criticism. I'll say that point again. The imbalance of the physical and the spiritual will leave you only to criticize. This is very important. That we have proper priorities and have a just balance between our worship and our physical lives. Amen. When our worship is missing, problems and questions will remain. We must make worshiping God in spirit and in truth our priority. Amen. We heard you on that one, Pastor. I remember that. In April, Pastor preached one of three messages on repentance this year in 2024. And on that note, I just want to remind you. I just want to tell you, if God is telling you something more than one time, if Jesus is repeating, if you find that Jesus is repeating himself to you, if you find that you come into church and you're hearing a similar message, or if you notice, if you're the only one that noticed, hey, he preached that before. Hey, he taught that before. That is very significant. That's something worth remembering. Amen? Amen. Repetition is the principle of learning. Hearing something over and over again will help you to memorize it. That's one of the principles of learning. But repentance is a recurring message, and I hope I never stop hearing about repentance. Please remind me, or please tell me to repent. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Pastor Greeley teaches on the great importance of repentance and to allow us to draw closer to God in an overcoming life. One of the statements that he made was, I will never regret my decision to choose Jesus. Anybody else? Well, let's just say that out loud. I will never regret my decision to choose Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in a room full of repentant people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In May of 2024, we were blessed with Brother Fred Zimmerman. He came and preached on bearing fruit. And he came from John chapter 15, where Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who is that abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. God has a goal in mind that we bear fruit and that our fruit should abide. Amen? Amen. To bear fruit for the kingdom is the goal that God has in mind. Fred really, that is one of Fred's messages that he teaches and preaches a lot. Slide number six, our day in court. So I think we have, this is put under guest speaker for some reason. Our day in court. This was a title that I come up with because our life as a Christian in this world is similar to the life of a witness who has to testify in a major trial. And just as a witness must be prepared to take the stand, so must we be prepared with the help of the church. The church provides not only witness preparation, but witness protection. One of the safest places you can be is in church. In the church, it's very safe. You're going to get the proper instruction to be in the presence of God. And it's just safe. You're going to hear what you need to hear. We're going to hear the truth so we don't deceive ourselves. We're going to hear the truth so that we may do the truth and not deceive ourselves. Amen. Those who have repented need to be protected from intimidation before their testimony and retaliation after they give their testimony. 1 John 2, chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Advocate, someone who was in court, who was having a day in court, needs an advocate. Amen. In July of 2024, Pastor preached on the one true God. Amen. If many tradesmen, many engineers, many professionals. They have many professionals, they have what they call a signature dish, or a signature move, and just something that they do very well. This was one of the one true God was one of the top, it was the subject, pastor, one of the first ones I heard him preach, that the name of the Father is Jesus, the name of the Son is Jesus, and the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. That hallelujah, that put it all together for me. Then I knew who I was praying to. I knew where my blessings came from. I knew in whose name I was being baptized in. Amen. And that just put it all together for me. And in this particular day, he preached that. He teaches one of the core doctrines of our faith, that there is only one God, and his name is Jesus, that Jesus is the Almighty God. He points out in many places in Scripture that there is only one God. And the fact that there is only one God is mentioned in Scripture over 300 times. I will never forget. That stuck out to me. I don't know how people can believe any other way, personally, if it's in there over 300 times. He came from verse in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Amen. Amen. The one true God. If you want to go listen to it, it's on our website. Yeah, you really will enjoy it, or it really would encourage your heart. Amen. It's something to remember. In August of 2024, Pastor preached on praying through the battle. And he came from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers, and of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's Ephesians 6, 12. Pastor preached that there will be battles throughout this life. Through the power of prayer, we can overcome the battle and receive the crown of life. To him who overcomes, I will give a crown of life, it says. Every battle can be overcome through prayer. Please pray through the battle. It's a proper response when going through things. Pray to God. Amen. This was another one of those messages where pastor proclaimed, read the back of the book, we win. Read the back of the book, we win. I read the back of the book, we win. The next one, Brother Darren, in September, he preached My Refuge and My Hiding Place. I look at that poor little bird there on that banister. But in nature, God has a way of protecting his creation. Amen. And as sure as he protects his creation, at Winter Fire, I think it was at Winter Fire, a preacher talked about how that brood, that the mother hen over her brood will die before she takes her wings off of those chicks. She will not move. And David said, Lord, let me dwell safely under thy wings. Hallelujah. He preached about Jesus and how he is our refuge and our hiding place from the storm that always comes in our lives. He also makes a point that the church is a safe place to be during the storm because of the presence of God that we sense in the church. Amen. That, I know that's one of the things that got me hooked. I sense the presence of God. The first time, I always wanted to be here. When the church doors open, there was going to be a move of God. You know, and some people say, well, why do you Christians dress up to go to church? I used to have a hard time with that one. One of the ways I used to answer was, well, you dress up to go to a funeral. You dress up to go to a wedding. So when you come to church, you're dressing up. You're gonna see somebody die to sin. You're gonna see someone repent and turn toward Jesus for the rest of their life, to be espoused to him. They're gonna say, I do, to Jesus. Amen. But more than that, I want to be in the presence of God. No matter how I'm dressed, I want to be in the presence of God. I want to feel his presence. Amen. Darren, it came from Isaiah chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. He said, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert for the storm and from rain. God is our refuge. Amen. October, pastor preached again on the name above every name. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows. Brother Tony knows. Amen. Amen. Coming from Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor really taught that day that the only name that saves is the name of Jesus. Excuse me. He said when you pray, pray in the name of Jesus. Use Jesus' name. Make sure you use Jesus' name when you pray. When you worship, use Jesus' name. When you witness or testify, use Jesus' name. It is a power. You're having a bad dream at night? Little children, you just say, in the name of Jesus, be gone. You have a powerful friend, and his name is Jesus. November. Almost here. November. Almost persuaded. Came from Acts chapter 26, where Paul was preaching before King Agrippa. And then King Agrippa interrupted Paul and said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Well, almost persuaded is not persuaded. Almost persuaded to be a Christian is not repentant. That's like saying almost repented. Almost is not there, okay? That is not repentant. There's a few examples in the Bible where someone came close to being persuaded or repentant, but did not. Pastor emphasized, I am altogether persuaded. Oh, we are. So if someone say almost persuaded, your proper response is, I am altogether persuaded. Can someone say, I am altogether persuaded?
Altogether.
Amen. Amen. That's the new greeting right there. to be fully persuaded to live for God will profit everything. To be almost persuaded can cost you everything. Choose what you will do and allow God to work in your life to bring about a great many things, many great things. Amen?
Amen.
Be fully persuaded or altogether persuaded. And then December. Got another one. Another message on repentance. The commitment that will change your life. Repentance is the commitment that will change our lives. And there is joy in heaven when we do. And God is faithful and just to forgive our sins. And one of the scriptures he came from was Acts 17:30. And in the times of this ignorant, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The first one, one of the messages this year was repent or perish in July. And the other one was in April, as we stated before, repentance. The commitment that will change your life is repentance. Throughout 2024, we had some guest speakers, and we had some great ones, just some powerful ones, and I just couldn't forget them. One was Brother Fred Dibble came, and he preached a message called I'll Show You, and he had come from Joshua, and how when they were leaving, they had the Ark of the Covenant out in front of them, and then they're about a length of a football field further, were the children of Israel behind it. So can you picture that? The Ark of the Covenant went before them, and there's a big empty space, and then here comes marching the children of Israel. Because they had never been in that way before. He went with, Brother Dibble, he really brought that message, amen. Called I Will Show You. Brother Dibble preached on that when we follow God, he will show us his power and protection. Trust God and he will show you. In 2024, we had Super Sunday, and that had nothing to do with football. But that was the Super Sunday revival with Brother Raymond Duncan. And he had a few topics, but we had a raffle. We gave away iPads. Some students from Job Corps came, and one of the shyest students, and she is still one of the shyest students in Job Corps, hardly says anything. But she won the raffle. She won an iPad. And then she came and got baptized, too. Her name is Grace, Grace Jackson. It was something. And she still has that iPad, walks around with it every day at Job Corps. Rima Duncan, he had just a few different topics. I think he was with us 5 days. One of them was, he sent his word. I mean, from Psalms 107, where God sent his word in trouble. And he says, he preached on the importance of God's word and how we must be diligent to seek and verify the truth of the Bible ourselves. Seeking his face, seeking the word of God. That goes a little bit deeper than memorize it, but you will remember once you seek him, because you will find him. Amen. One of the points he had talked about how they heard the voice of the Lord. And he talked about in Genesis how they heard the voice of the Lord in the cool of the day walking in the garden during the cool of the day. Slide number 16. This is risky business. Rima Duncan preaches on one of the many miracles that Jesus did in Capernaum and challenged us to do whatever it takes by faith to receive the miracle that God has for us. He also stressed that his mercy is the miracle. His mercy is the miracle. Next slide. You can be blessed if you are hungry. And from here he came from the, this was revival services in June. If you can go to slide 17, you can be blessed if you are hungry. Okay. And in this one, he came from the Beatitudes. And he really didn't care too much about the word Beatitudes, I remember. He said, Jesus is really showing you how to be blessed. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied, or they shall be filled. But you have to hunger for it. We have to, just like we have to hunger for God's word. Amen? Slide number 18. Formed to be filled. Evangelist Rima Duncan preached on how we were made to be filled, especially with the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we think about it, though, our different parts of our body, our entire body, we have blood vessels and veins and arteries throughout our entire body. They are meant to be filled with blood. Our stomachs are meant to be filled with food and water. Amen. Our brain is meant to be filled with data. But more importantly, he made us a heart to be filled with his spirit. Amen. Anybody want to be filled with his spirit? Amen. He made us to be filled with his spirit. Amen. We were formed to be filled. Just like I can understand why he uses that analogy in the scriptures about the potter and the clay. The clay is making a vessel that can be filled with something. Amen. A bowl, a pot, a cup is made to be filled. Amen. We are still on his potter's wheel being made. Amen. Amen. And in that same passage, Brother Darren preached on this same message before. In that same passage in Isaiah, I believe it's Isaiah, where the clay was marred. What he was making was marred, and a potter remade it. He can restore you. He can remake you so that you can be filled. Amen. We are on his will. We are his creation, and he will make, remake, restore us according to his love and mercy. Amen. Something is about to spring up. Brother Duncan preaches on unstopping the well and allowing God to spring up for something new in your life. We are growing. It is a point that we grow spiritually. It is important that we grow spiritually and allow it to spring up, just like this plant in the slide. Amen? And another thing that happened in 2024, we had an end times conference. One of the first one in this particular area in years, I was told. And Pastor Robbins came and with a team, and he is the son-in-law of the late Brother Irvin Baxter, who had devoted much of their life in studying the end times and prophecy of the end times. And one of the things that did for us, we had a conference. We sent out a mailer inviting many people who came. A couple of people got baptized during that time, were baptized in Jesus' name, and they had a question and answer period. This slide is taken from the second session we had, was a question and answer about the end times, and it was very, very interesting. Another thing it kicked off was one of our groups that we have was studying the end times. Understanding the end times, excuse me. We would do one, it will be every Tuesday, in a fellowship hall, and every Sunday night at the Greeleys at 6 o'clock. And we still have such a Bible study, understanding the end times. And if you can, I invite you to come out. It's some things to remember in those particular studies. And it has just enriched my life and my understanding of the Bible and studying prophecy to make that more real to me and how important prophecy is. If you haven't heard already, if you study prophecy, Revelation is not a scary book. Okay? It's just it's a book of prophecy and a book of that's telling how prophecy is going to be fulfilled. If you're used to studying prophecy, the book of Revelation can be very, very, very encouraging to you and not scary at all. Amen? Another speaker who came was Reverend Don Haskins. They were missionaries from the Middle East. And the topic he gave, I Am a Miracle. And very interesting in how they were just talking about miracle after miracle that God worked through them in their mission field. They had some books and articles for sale here, some children's books. And one of the things they did, they asked us to pray for one another. They had all the elders come up and pray, and pray for everyone. Everyone went through this line, this prayer line, and we prayed and prayed for them because you never know how God can work and when God is going to do a miracle. It was an awesome service, awesome service. Then we had the All Nations Revival. I don't have a slide for that one. This was with Brother Chris Rumpf. I hope you can be here when Brother Chris Rumpf is here again. It is powerful evangelist. The revival that he gave this time was one of the restoration of faith. Our faith was so increased by him. We were so encouraged by God through him. One of the things he did, he prayed for all the children and all the young people here. They know God has a plan for each. He looked in the eyes of every young person and child here and said, God has a plan for you. God wants to use you. Then he had all the children and young people. It was about, 17, 18 of them here at the time. And the children prayed for all of us. It was powerful. They laid hands on and prayed for every elder visitor who walked through there. And I don't know, but I felt empowered, Pastor. I felt blessed, Pastor. Had them praying for us. They were just praying like, they were praying, you know, like saints. Like they knew Jesus. And then they laid hands on every one of us and prayed for us. And it was like they were empowered. They knew the power of prayer, that God had something for them and through them. Jesus says, "Suffer not the children to come to me." And that night proved why. They were, wow. It was, again, something to remember. It was something to remember. Please remember that. And one of the last things that happened here in 2024 was Bishop McDonald came for the Fight for Your Family seminar. Amen. Well, they call it a seminar, but it was three services, a Wednesday, a Sunday, and another Sunday, and another Wednesday. There's only one Sunday in the week, by the way. Yeah. Wednesday, a Sunday, and another Wednesday. And the theme was communication, consideration, and conflict resolution. He talked about the weapons and tools. One of the things where he came from in Ezra, where they were going to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and in order to do it, they had to have they had weapon to fight off enemies, but also tools to rebuild the walls. How do you do that? Well, he said the weapons we're going to have, because the weapons we have are not carnal, but they're used to bring down strongholds. Amen? But the tools is what we need to fight for our families. And he gave us some tools in communication. He gave us some tools to help us consider one another. And he gave us tools to help us to resolve conflict peacefully and amicably. But some different exercises. Again, these are on our website, Apostolic Lighthouse UPC. Please go there and click on preaching. It will help you to remember God's word. Amen. Would you stand with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for this opportunity to remember you. The things that you have spoken to us, this word, O Lord, this year, O Lord, about your word. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, for the ability to memorize your word. We thank you for your word itself, God, that reminds us of you. We thank you for being so good to us, God, that we can't forget you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your precious spirit that brings things to our remembrance. We thank you, Jesus, for speaking to us through your preacher, your evangelist, your teachers, your missionaries, God, to help us to come to know who you are and to remember you for the rest of our lives, and to walk in faith and respond in faith after we remember you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you again for coming. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus.